Well, it is not exactly the Tour de France. This is a foot race, and the distance is only 250 yards. But the annual Samish Bay Mud Run is billed as one of the toughest foot races in the country. It takes place at low tide in the silty muck of a shellfish farm near Bellingham, Washington. Correspondent Kathy Duchamp was there when more than 100 runners sank into the starting line.
I'm Bill Taylor. My family owns Taylor Shellfish, who owns the farm here in Samish Bay. I've ran marathons, and I think it's actually harder than running a marathon.
Hang on. One question at a time. Go.
Where's the beer station along the way?
No beer station along the way, man. You gotta get that beer afterwards.
Strategy is to run like you're on hot coals, keep the feet on top of the mud, and don't be intimidated by the youngsters. See, the youngsters go out hard, but the race is in the pace. Those who go out fast don't last.
Keith Alex, I am a volunteer, and this is a trick that some of the winning runners use. They tape their shoes on.
Everybody tries a different trick.
A lot of them use PAM spray to spray their legs.
Spray with PAM because the mud will fall off. Look at this guy, PAM on his legs, you can tell.
Louisa Larmer, I'm 54. What's your relationship with mud? It goes way back to when I was a child. Well, you know, I used to love playing in the mud, so here you go. A chance as an adult to play in the mud.
Okay. Can you put everybody behind?
As you start to turn and come in the home stretch, the last 100 yards, you start to tie up, and the lactic acid starts to build up so much that you start to not be able to function. You can't lift your legs.
You're almost there! You're almost there!
It was very wild, and it was hard, but it was fun because I'm running in the mud with these other adults, and we're falling and flopping and rolling in the mud and trying to do our best to run this distance. And it was hilarious.
Strategy went out the window the first four steps. It just didn't seem important anymore.
My name is Brad Adams from Anacortes, and I'm very muddy, and I did not take the duct tape advice, and I lost my shoes at the very start of the race, and I ran barefoot the whole way. And so I sunk it in the mud. I couldn't stay on top of it at all.
And at the end of the race, we'll have piles of shoes and socks that people leave for us after the race. So,
yeah, a parting gift.
A parting gift.
The winning time for this year's Low Tide Mud Run was 59 seconds. Again, that's for a 250-yard foot race.